Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, want to do something to please every member of your family? Well, just walk right up to your Kroger meat counter and say, "Give me a big, thick beefsteak, please." Or perhaps, "I'd like a roast of beef." Because everybody loves beef, and the beef that's waiting for you at your Kroger store is a traditional favorite, deliciously tender, juicy, Kroger-quality beef. You can buy this beef with confidence because you can count on its special goodness every time you buy it. When that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them, just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make it to please every member of the... Visit your Kroger store and get the Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Suzanne Gibbs, Penny's sister-in-law, is acting more than strangely these days. She claims everyone around her hates her and that Penny and her family are trying to take her baby away from her. Johnny Keith, who has heard about the difficulty from Pat, Suzanne's husband, has come to ask Penny about it. Johnny says,
"Pat tells me Suzanne acts as if she's out of her mind half the time. Is that right, Penny?"
"Yeah, it'd seem that way to hear her talk sometimes, Johnny, but I don't think you could call her insane just yet."
"What do you mean by just yet?"
"Well, Professor Rogers says what Suzanne's suffering from is a persecution complex. And if something isn't done to check it pretty soon, it might lead to insanity."
"Oh, that's what Stuart thinks, huh?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Well, with all due respect to a smart guy, I think he's wrong."
"I hope he's wrong. Oh, poor Pat. I thought all his troubles were over."
"I guess nobody's troubles are ever over, Penny."
"No, I guess not. Say, you haven't had bad news from Alice, have you?"
"Oh, no, no. Alice is fine. I, may have a wife again."
"You mean she's coming home?"
"Well, not right away. But she's an awful lot better."
"Oh, Johnny, it'll be wonderful to have her in Rossville again."
"Well, thanks for saying so."
"Johnny Keith, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for a remark like that."
"Well, it wasn't meant to be a remark like that, Penny. I was just thinking out loud, that's all. With Alice back, we won't be able to see each other at all."
"Well, sure we will. What's wrong with our seeing each other?"
"Yeah, what's wrong?"
"Well, we shouldn't be seeing each other right now if that's the way Alice is going to feel about it when she's here."
"It isn't how Alice feels about it now or how she'll feel about it then, Penny. The point is, I just won't be able to stand seeing you and then going home to her."
Johnny, you mustn't feel that way."
"Don't try to tell me how I should feel. Didn't we decide a long time ago feelings are something you can't control?"
"Smart people can control them, Johnny. We tell ourselves we're smart people."
Yeah, that's the point. That's what we tell ourselves. But just how smart are we?"
"Not very, I guess. If we were, we wouldn't be here talking this way about your wife coming home." "Oh, Johnny, this is so wrong. We aren't saying a thing we have a right to say."
"We have a right to live our lives and not be burdened forever by the mistakes we make."
"Your marrying Alice wasn't a mistake, Johnny. You wouldn't have married her. I believe that's the way things work out."
"Now, wait a minute, Penny. You're not going to pull that old gag about all things working out for the best, are you?"
"No. No, I won't argue that point with you, but look around you at the things that happen to people every day. The tragic things, the seemingly unfair things. Well, how can you explain them, Johnny, except you say there must be a reason for everything, good or bad, right or wrong. Some people just couldn't go on living if they didn't sincerely believe that everything happens for the best."
"I don't care what some people think.
Johnny, please, let's not argue about it. I know how you feel. You know that you and I'd be married now if we hadn't had a silly fight and then you married Alice. It seems like a terrible thing that we can't be married now, but Johnny, how do we know that in a year or two we'll both be very happy that we weren't married? And that even before that, you'll be terribly glad you married Alice?"
"You make out a good case for an Oh, to heck with everything attitude, Penny. That's not the attitude for me.
I don't say to heck with everything, Johnny. I just have faith in the future. And you don't.
When I lost you, Penny, I threw away my future.
That's a silly statement. You sound kind of like a high school boy.
Yeah. I guess I have the brains of a kindergarten pupil when it comes to trying to get things straight with you, Penny. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. It was just meant to show you how much I think of you.
I know what you think of me. And I guess you know what I think of you. Johnny, we haven't any right to think of each other.
When will you get it into your head?
I know, Johnny. We can't control our feelings. Well, I can control mine. And if it means not seeing you, I'll walk across the street when I see you if necessary.
Hey, anybody home? Hey, this dump is like a tomb inside a tomb. Ain't there nobody home in this joint?
I'm home, Freddy, if I'm anybody.
Oh, hi, Gypsy. Hey, it's just a dame that I want to see.
What do you want to see me about?
Oh, about things in general. Hey, Gypsy, you're looking kind of tired.
Yeah, I just had another session with Suzanne.
Yeah. Say, that dame is sure getting screwy, ain't she, huh?
Yeah, she's acting kind of strangely.
Maybe I bother her too much.
No, Freddy. No, if you bothered her, she'd make no secret about it.
Well, maybe it ain't me then, but maybe I am in the way just the same, huh?
No. No, Freddy, you're welcome to stay here as long as you like.
Well, what if I like to stay longer than you want me to?
I'll tell you if you've ever overstayed your welcome.
Yeah? Like you tell me the truth about everything else, I suppose, huh?
You mean you think I've lied to you?
Nah, Gypsy, not that at all. I mean that, well, you just ain't been too careful to tell the whole truth all the time.
Such as?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about that chin we had the other night when I spilled to you that I sort of, that I went for you, remember? And you said it was no dice with you.
Well, that was true.
Yeah, but you didn't say just how much no dice there was. You didn't say that maybe someday there was going to be a chance.
Yes, I did, Freddy. I said it wasn't in my power to be in love with you if I couldn't be.
Yeah, that's what you said. But I don't get it. I don't see where it makes no sense.
Freddy, love never does make any sense. It's kind of strange the way it works out. One man can be in love with you and yet you can't love him. And another man can love you, and yet he can't have you.
Gypsy, who are you talking about, huh?
Was I talking about anyone?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you was. You know that little business about being in love with a guy that can't have you? You were talking about that guy Keith, weren't you?
Well,
he's the guy that you're in love with, ain't he?
I was once, Freddy. We were going to be married.
You was once, huh? You are now, too, ain't you?
No, Freddy.
Oh, look who's lying. The dame who's preached to me about telling the truth all the time. I know why you can't go for me. It ain't that love's a funny thing or all of that kind of rot. It's just because you're in love with that guy, Keith. I always thought you was an all right dame, too.
Freddy, please don't go away. Please let me explain.
Nah, there ain't nothing to explain, Gypsy. It's nothing at all. I'm going out for a walk where the air's just a little bit fresher. And don't wait supper for me, neither. Because I don't know when I'm coming home tonight.
Oh, this thing. Why don't they make cars that start themselves?
Oh, young man. Young man.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Will you help me, please?
No.
Wow, I like that.
Well, I'm glad to hear you do like that.
Well, young man, all I want you to do is start my car.
Yeah? Why? What's the matter with you? You're so dumb you can't even start this car yourself?
You don't have to talk to me that way. Never mind, I'll get someone else to help me.
No, you don't have to do that. I'll start it for you.
I said never mind.
I said I'd start it for you. You know, you're something to look at. But really, something to look at.
So I've been told.
Yeah. I bet you don't hurt your mirror none, neither, huh?
No, not exactly. Do you know how to drive a car?
There ain't nothing I don't know how to do, lady. Including making nasty cracks at a good-looking dame before I can get close enough to see that she's good-looking.
Well, all right. You're forgiven.
Thanks. Move over there, will you? I'll start up this buggy for you.
All right.
Hey, this ain't exactly no rattle trap you're driving. Your old man rob a bank to pay for this load?
No, not exactly. My father doesn't have to rob banks. When he wants one, he buys one.
Oh, when he wants one, he buys one.
Just like that.
Just, you mean your old man can buy banks, huh? Hey, you got about as much dough as you got looks, I'll bet.
You know, I have a hard time telling which it is people like before. My money or my looks.
Well, I'll set that matter for you right now.
Will you?
As far as it goes with me, I'll look at the face and I'll spend your dough.
You better try to start this car.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, let's see.
Try again.
Don't worry, I will. Ah, oh, there we go.
I wonder why I couldn't start it.
I don't know, lady, but I'm sure glad you couldn't. Well, where to?
No, thanks. I can drive myself home.
Starting doing. I'll drive you home.
All right. It ought to be fun.
Yeah. Where is it?
Out toward Glen Cove.
Ritzy section, too, huh?
So they say. Where do you live?
Oh, I live around.
Around?
Yeah, I always wanted to see how you rich guys live before I made a mistake and got rich myself.
Hey, you know, you're very funny. What's your name?
My name's Freddy. Freddy Lang.
Oh, yes, Freddy Lang, the bad little boy who's done so many good little things.
Never mind the wisecracks, lady. What's your name?
Madeline. Madeline Dodge.
Madeline, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, Madeline. Let's just take you home, huh?
You know how to get to Glen Cove?
No, I don't yet, but you're going to show me. Aren't you?
Oh, sure.
Well, that's good. You better show me a shortcut, too, if there is one, Madeline. Because I think I'll be coming out to Glen Cove a bunch of times, maybe, huh?
Yes. Yes, Freddy, I think you will.
So, Freddy Lang has met a wealthy girl who seems to be amused by him. How will Freddy's meeting Madeline affect Penny? Will Madeline be a help to Penny or another problem? And what will Professor Rogers find out when he talks to Suzanne tonight? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, has your family been hinting around for a steak dinner? Then it's high time you made a quick visit to your neighborhood Kroger store and asked for some Kroger quality beef. Now, you won't be able to get fresh and tender world-famous Kroger Tenderay beef, because Kroger Tenderay beef is mighty scarce right now. But the steaks and roast you will find at your Kroger store are the very best available on the market today. So visit your Kroger store just as soon as possible and get Kroger quality beef. You can be positive that you're getting the best beef obtainable on today's market when you get Kroger quality beef.